Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World programme. My name's John Harrison. Today I welcome to the programme Italian Daniela Bravura, wife of the well-known sculptor Marco Bravura, who is temporarily living and working in Tauruza near Moscow. Daniela is also the PR director of the Akhmetov Fund, and we're going to be talking today about Italians in Russia. Welcome to the programme, Daniela.
Thank you.
Now, in your opinion, Daniela, as somebody who's lived in Russia for how many years?
11 years.
Okay, quite a long time. Now, is there anything in common between Russian and Italians? Do you share any common grounds?
Well, I feel we are quite close, and it's not a recent thing. You know, it was also so in the past. The Grand Tour always brought a lot of Russians to Italy. Of course, everybody appreciating our culture, creativity, maybe the weather. And so it is vice versa for the Italians, because absolutely based on the great literature of Russia, that is fundamental for Italians.
Yeah, sure.
A little bit afraid by cold of Russia.
I was going to say.
A little bit of propaganda.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think Italians are very attracted by the power of Russian literature, but I'm not sure they're so attracted by the power of the Russian winter. Okay, but on a sort of personality level, Italians are very expressive and I believe emotional. Do you find, personally speaking, do you find Russians also to be emotional people?
Yes, I would say that passion and, sentimental are two things that, are in common. Then another similarity that I see, I am a babushka, I am a grandmother.
Oh, right. Congratulations.
Yes, and I see that the figure of grandparents is quite appreciated very much. It's a good thing also in Russia, and really is the love for children is really something that we share so much.
Yeah, and the love for children, and also I suppose the value of the family, the value of, let's not get into gender politics or anything, put that aside. But the idea of the family itself, of families staying together and supporting each other and that kind of thing, I'm very aware of that in Russia. Is that similar to what happens in Italy?
Yes, absolutely. This is what I was saying, that grandparents, the family, the fact to keep together the family, at least for my generation, was very important. And I see so much the same for Russians. Yeah. And the love for the children. I repeat, sorry, but really we don't give up with children when they are 16 or whatever. We are unfortunately famous as mama, and but it's the same for Russian mama. They do care a lot about children.
Yeah.
Education is one of the main factors.
Yeah, so you're talking about mama being mama when the son or daughter is in their late 20s or 30s, is that right? The same thing in Russia?
Yes. I see, and it's also from the 20 and 30 towards mama and grandmama. In Russian young, they are very respectful. They express their love for the family very much.
Mm. Okay, we've talked about some similarities. Now, what are the clashes? What are the areas that you feel that Italians and Russians don't get on, or the problems that you've experienced as being an Italian who's been living in Russia off and on for 11 years? What are the areas that you don't get on,
Look, I'll be kind of superficial with this, but not really, based on experience. For instance, we go as Italians for details, no?
Yeah.
Russians go for building strong structures. If to make something, two nails are needed for an Italian, Russian, they would use 20. but I say this based on experience.
Yeah.
Then the attachment to tradition, that's another thing. of course, Italian have one of the most important heritage in tradition, but the evolution is the result of 60% of tradition and another 40% of innovation. In Russia, I feel some resistance to the 40% innovation. It's tradizia, 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 mm-hmm. and this is something that I resist to.
Okay, well, there's a sort of very simple, perhaps, way of looking at that in terms of culture. Would you say that Russians live in the past and in the present, whereas Italians live in the present and in the future? Or is that too simplistic an analysis to take?
Well, it's just a question of balance, I would say.
Yeah.
And I put it really in figures. I would say 50-50, 60-40,
okay.
something like that, but
yeah.
not 100% evolution and innovation and 100% tradition,
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah. But in general terms, you'd say that there's more sort of you and Russians have more in common than less in common. I mean, do you feel comfortable living in Russia or not?
Absolutely comfortable. I feel upset. For instance, I feel that understanding sometimes is a problem even between people of the same country, same family, or different generation. But acceptance is another story. And I feel accepted in Russia. Maybe it's due to the fact that another thing that we have in common, Italians and Russians, is that we love foreigners. I feel that we Italians, we love foreign people.
Mm-hmm.
We've been invaded by anyone,
yeah.
And maybe we change that into love. But in Russia, too, I feel loved. I feel accepted. That's another story.
When
I have a problem, I say, I don't find the street. I say, yeah, Italianska. Oh, they give me such a big smile,
yeah.
and they just help.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's carry on our conversation after a short break.
Brave New World.
Welcome back to Brave New World program. Today I'm talking to Italian Daniela Bravura, who lives and works in Russia, about what's it like being an Italian living in Russia. Now, Daniela, may I ask you to tell us, your personal story? I mean, what do you think about Russia in terms of what's going on at the moment? I'm not talking about the political side of it so much, but how do you feel about the fact that we are at the moment kind of so separated, us Europeans, one from another by the environment we're living in?
Separated. I really would like, that this wouldn't be used. Because I do feel I am in Europe when I am in, it's just the eastern part of Europe and Russia. And, yes, we don't speak politics, but there are sanctions, there are, frictions, there are things that are happening. And, but not on a human level, on everyday life. I feel really that we are doing well as population, as Italians, we invite Russian to come as Russian. They really, there is a lot going on in terms of cooperation, of living together well, and that's very important.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? There almost seems to be a completely different level of what's going on, isn't there? There's the official sort of political, economic level, and then there's a level of ordinary human beings. And I think that's a level you're talking about. And on that level, none of this really seems to matter, does it? I mean, as you said, Italians come to Russia and Russians go to Italy. What do Russians think of Italy and Italians?
You're absolutely right. There are two levels, and I'm very happy to live in the second level, of friendship, of sharing, of appreciations,
yeah.
even of differences. Why not? The world is beautiful because it's different,
Yeah.
And what we appreciate? We appreciate classical music.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the fact that it's a country that is starting over again.
Mm-hmm.
When I started living in Russia 11 years ago, I really felt a new start. Something like that.
Yeah. And how do you think that we can, you know, encourage this feeling of people realizing that they are people just like they are everywhere else in the world. I mean, if you could, Daniela, how would you reach out through this radio program to perhaps spread this idea of something that we all share in common, and that is about being human, you know, and perhaps not to let the other stuff into our minds so often and separate us?
Well, continuing to use common sense. You said that
okay.
What you have in common. Sometimes it's very uncommon, the common sense, but
yeah.
Continuing being positive show that there is a new generation that is on the planet at the moment and communicates through internet where there are no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
People like to travel, like to build not walls but friendship, relationship based on simple things, you know. And I am personally a citizen of the world. I'm proud being Italian. I'm proud of my temporary residence as a Russian citizen, but I'm proud of the planet. And
yeah.
Appreciation of simple things is the key factor for everybody.
And how can we appreciate simple things? I mean, is there a recipe you can give us, please? I mean, how do we do that? It's not so easy, is it, just to say, okay, appreciate simple things. But if you're living in the 21st century with all of its problems, it's not easy to do that.
You know, we can always turn ourselves towards the light and towards the shadow.
Yeah.
I think there is a way every day to be positive. At the end of the story, I know it sounds like utopia or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
Really a reality. I see it living in Russia, in Italy, I've been living in America, wherever, you know. It's, I remember in Lebanon, in the middle of problems,
yeah.
You know, big like bombs. There is always a way to face positivity.
Right.
And so that's what we have to do.
So it's really up to us. If we want to pay attention to the negativity, we can do. Everything is there to support us in that. And at the same time, if we want to turn our attention to more positive things and the feeling of being a human being like all the other human beings around the planet, we can do that as well. But it's not so easy. Okay.
You said it very well.
Thank you.
You said it very well. It's just like that. Everyone should clean its garden.
Yeah. Got it. Now, final question, Daniela. These realizations that you've been telling me about and I've been lucky to pick up on, have they come about because you've been living in Russia for a long time, or is this something that you had anyway?
I had anyway, because, you know,
okay.
I'm a lucky person. I feel very fortunate. That's it.
Okay, final words. Italian-Russian understanding. What's going to happen next?
Under what point of view?
Any point of view.
Oh, the point of view I prefer is that we will be invaded by Russians. All our hotels in the seaside full of Russian people.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
Yeah. My house full of my Russian friends.
Yeah.
And that's it, really.
And that's
enjoy
it.
Beauty, enjoy culture, enjoy, you know, whatever is there to appreciate.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Wonderful to speak to you. I really enjoyed this program, and I hope, listeners, it's been interesting for you to understand that Italians are just like us, and in fact, we're all the same. We're all human beings sharing this place called planet Earth, despite all the stuff that's going on, all the sanctions, economic this and the rumors about this and the other. There's another alternative reality, is another level that we can be on, and I'd like to be there more often, please. Thank you very much indeed, Daniela Bravura, a wife of the well-known artist Marco Bravura and PR director of the Akhmetova Fund. Goodbye.
Brave New World.